USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm free to start over.
That's a 63-year-old woman who was serving a life sentence in prison on a nonviolent drug charge from the mid-1990s. President Trump now commuting the sentence of Alice Johnson, who says,
I'm feeling no handcuffs, nothing on me. I'm free to hug my family. I'm free to live life.
The president makes the move after a plea last week from Kim Kardashian West. That reality star had been working to free Johnson from prison for some time. Yesterday in a tweet, she said, best news ever. President Trump today is to meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House. The two leaders are expected to hold a joint news conference after their private talks. The upcoming summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un is expected to top the agenda. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We're told to expect an announcement from NASA today about something that's been discovered by the Mars Curiosity rover. The space agency says it does involve what it calls new science results, but the details won't be released until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That rover has been roaming the red planet ever since back in 2012. Another federal judge rules against the Trump administration's efforts to withhold law enforcement grants from sanctuary cities, this particular case involving Philadelphia, which said withholding grants because of local policy towards cooperating with immigration authorities was a violation of law. The judge here said there was no evidence that immigrants contribute to higher crime rates, and Philadelphia doesn't provide sanctuary for people involved in criminal conduct. The death toll climbing from that violent volcano eruption in Guatemala. Officials now say it's claimed at least 100 lives. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The head of the Environmental Protection Agency is under fire yet again. The latest on Scott Pruitt from USA Radio's Wendy King.
EPA head Scott Pruitt reportedly used his position to secure a business opportunity for his wife with the fast food chain Chick-fil-A. Iowa GOP Senator Joni Ernst says it may be time for Pruitt to go.
It is up to the president to decide who he wants on his cabinet, but certainly I believe that Scott Pruitt is not upholding the president's promises.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The new Top Gun movie reuniting its two biggest stars. The Hollywood Reporter says Val Kilmer will be back in his role as Iceman, which made him famous back in 1986, and Tom Cruise will return as ace fighter pilot Maverick in Top Gun Maverick, currently in production in San Diego. Iceman and Maverick were adversaries in the original hit film, but eventually joined forces. Now, 58-year-old Kilmer recently sent a message to Cruise on Instagram saying, quote, you still got the moves. And the CMT Awards were last night, and singer Blake Shelton, one of the big winners, he won Video of the Year and Male Video of the Year for his hit song I'll Name the Dogs, and Female Video of the Year went to Carrie Underwood for The Champion. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.